You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
Earlier this year, when the budget speech was tabled before Parliament and tabled to South Africa by the Minister of Finance, it was announced that the team at PRASA, the Passenger Rails Agency of South Africa, would be receiving just shy of 6 billion rands in funding to advance their rail reform efforts. Just recently, the staff members at PRASA have received documents from their employer notifying them that PRASA would be embarking on retrenchment processes as it faces severe financial and operational constraints. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Chief Executive Officer of the Africa Rail Industry Association, Ms. Ellen Tlapo. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Ms. Tlapo, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Were you surprised by the announcement from PRASA that they would be looking to retrench almost 600 employees?
Good evening. Yes, it did catch me by surprise. As an industry body, our members rely on their employees to manufacture. Although it's not clear as it stands at the moment at what level the retrenchment will be undertaken. It's unfortunate that the rail reform that we have worked so hard for, that we had pursued the rail reform on the basis that it will create jobs, and we did not anticipate that it will result in this. And perhaps the question that needs to be asked is rather that government together with PRASA, what has been done in terms of the initial policy in terms of the socioeconomic impact analysis, it would have done at least viewed that there's a potential job losses and find ways to prevent the job losses. And I think a retrenchment in this day and age is something that should concern each and every one of us. A policy, a reform, it's meant to create jobs and not to further deepen the unemployment in the country.
Ms. Ella, can we take a look at the reasons behind PRASA suggesting this? They suggest that they are experiencing financial constraints. And if we look back at their overall program, the program to overhaul the entity from as far back as 2022, they had looked to re-energize and overhaul the business of the 7.5 billion rand that they had been allocated from that far back. They had about 3.48 billion that they'd spent by the end of March of last year. This despite the 5.8 billion that was announced at this year's budget speech that would be allocated to them. How do we reconcile the financial injections from a stakeholder and a shareholder in the form of the government with the financial constraints that PRASA is saying that they're having?
I think it's important to, history plays a very critical role when we have to do this type of analysis. There was a time when PRASA was running and it had recorded passengers that were using its system. And then something happened. And it was that contracts were cancelled because of them being maybe improperly awarded to certain companies. But we must, as a society, remain truthful to the issues around corporate governance. Corporate governance and the fiduciary responsibilities that different board members at PRASA had. The type of reform, the type of work that has been done at PRASA is precisely to correct what certain decisions that was taken at a particular time meant to PRASA. So the damage that you see at PRASA that was trying to be fixed, it was caused by a decision made by individuals at a particular time. So those individuals must be held accountable. It was their fiduciary duty to make sure that whatever decisions that they take was in line with the Companies Act. And if they are found to be wanting, they need to account to that. So the current constraints, the financial constraint, is because money has been going to fix the infrastructure. The infrastructure that was left naked because security contracts were cancelled. We are not saying that security contracts were not supposed to be cancelled, but it was supposed to be done so responsibly. You can't make decisions as a PRASA and a PRASA board for the sake of being right and not make sure that the decision that you make is in the best interest of the organization that you are leading. So the workers are actually victims of the decisions made then, and that truth needs to be told. And it also places a burden for all leaders, that when we lead society, particularly state-owned entities, that we need to act responsibly. There is no way that this country, with so many issues around state-owned entities, that board members have never been held accountable for the decisions that they have taken and the mess that we find ourselves now that we are fixing. And I think that when we review and analyze where PRASA is today with retrenchment, we need to question where we come from and that people must be held accountable.
Masala, before I let you go, the task team currently looking at this particular matter is expected to deliver a progress report to the Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, soon around this particular issue and where it is, or some of their recommendations around how it is that we move this forward. If we are to extrapolate and perhaps look into the future that you and I cannot predict, what would the impact be if there are no alternatives found to this retrenchment that's being proposed here, other than the obvious, the 600 workers that are going to be impacted, their livelihoods, their families, but to the overall stability of PRASA and this turnaround plan?
Well, I believe that the right decisions would be made, and because, you know, when we look at these policies, we always use the Sustainable Development Goals as a true measure whether we are progressing as a nation or not. And the golden principle stands. It says, leave no one behind. You can't progress as a society with rail reform and increasing investment, whereas we are then throwing the people that built this organization to the streets and leaving them to fend for themselves. That's not what a responsible government that I know and I trust that the minister with the stakeholders that are included in the task team will find a middle ground. And that middle ground does not stop at PRASA. It continues to the entire sector. When a policy does not prioritize localization, retrenchments will follow. So, and maybe this retrenchment from PRASA, it must not be only for PRASA, but retrenchments will follow when this country does not manufacture, when this country does not stick to its own policy, particularly Chapter 6 of the National Rail Policy about reindustrialization, about what the president has given us as a task that we must reindustrialize. How do you then reindustrialize and retrench and leave people behind and add to the pain that most South Africans are feeling?
Localization certainly at the center of how it is that we get out of these sorts of situations. We will see what the report that is delivered by the task team suggests we should do around avoiding these retrenchments. Again, hopefully they can be avoided at all costs. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer of Africa Rail Industry Association, Ms. Ellen Tlapo, joining us to share her thoughts on the announcement by the Passenger Rails Agency of South Africa that they would be looking to potentially retrench 600 employees despite the 5.8 billion rand they received from the government.